Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
While climate talks were underway here in Poland, in Chicago, President-elect Barack Obama was selecting the team that will lead his efforts on energy and climate change in Washington, D.C. Obama is expected to name Nobel Prize-winning physicist Stephen Chu to be Energy Secretary, and former New Jersey environmental official Lisa Jackson to lead the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. And Obama is creating a new White House Energy and Climate Advisory position to be led by former EPA Administrator Carol Browner. Living on Earth's Jeff Young is with me now on the line from Washington with more on the Obama environmental team. Jeff?
Dzień dobry, Steve. That's sort of Polish, I think.
Yeah, tak. It's close enough. So, Jeff, a Nobel laureate to lead the Department of Energy? Now, that's some intellectual heft.
I think so, yeah. Stephen Chu would also be the first career scientist to lead the Energy Department. For the past 4 years, he's been in charge of one of the DOE's top labs, the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, where he steered that laboratory toward things like renewable energy, advanced biofuels, and energy efficiency. He called it his mission to make that lab a leader in carbon-neutral energy sources. He's very big on using efficiency standards. He's fond of saying that companies would make more energy-efficient products if they would just assign the job to the engineers instead of lobbyists.
And he really has spoken out on climate change as well.
Absolutely. He says his growing sense of alarm about global warming is part of what's motivating his work. And at a recent conference, he gave a pretty dark warning about what might happen with uncontrolled global warming.
The climate change of that scale will cause enormous resource wars over water, arable land, and massive population displacements. We're not talking about 10,000 people. We're not talking about 10 million people. We're talking hundreds of millions to billions of people being flooded out permanently.
And probably the only criticism I've heard is that Chu has no political experience. He'll face some pretty tough politics as Obama pushes ahead with climate and energy policy. You know, oil, coal, nuclear, you name the lobbyists, they're all going to be lining up, angling for every possible advantage. So the question, I think, is will Mr. Chu be as tough as he is clearly smart?
Well, Carol Browner certainly brings political experience, a lot of it. I mean, she was in charge of the EPA for 8 years. I believe that's longer than anyone else in the agency's history. Mm-hmm. Now, tell me about this new job she has.
Ah, yes, the energy czar, as it's dubbed here in D.C. Well, the idea is that, you know, because climate change is a cross-cutting issue that requires attention from so many parts of government, you really need someone at a high level to coordinate all those efforts. And Browner's been a very vocal advocate on global warming since she left EPA. Of course, because of her experience at the agency, she understands what government can and can't do in the way of regulating greenhouse gases. And she spoke about that at an event earlier this month.
The Environmental Protection Agency, under the existing Clean Air Act, is sitting on some authorities. The Supreme Court decision of 2 years ago gives them some authorities. I think most of us who have worked on these issues for a long time would agree that it's not the most refined authority. You can't get to cap and trade through this authority. You know, but nevertheless, the president-elect will have some tools available should he decide to use those in the event that perhaps there can't be some sort of agreement reached with Congress on how to move legislation.
And Steve, the person taking over at EPA, Lisa Jackson, she played a big part in moving New Jersey towards setting some very aggressive global warming goals.
And New Jersey certainly has its share of environmental challenges as well. What's Lisa Jackson's reputation there?
You know, I've heard some mixed reviews from New Jersey environmentalists. There's some praise for her focus on clean energy, climate change, things like that. However, I heard from some who worked for her agency who thought it was not at its best during her tenure. So mixed reviews there. She's a chemical engineer, educated at Princeton. She would also be the first African-American to lead EPA.
Well, it sounds like the president is putting together a team to really take on climate change, Jeff.
Oh, I definitely think so. You know, you look at Mr. Chu on the science, hard to argue with the credentials of a Nobel laureate there. Ms. Browner on policy, lots of experience. And now Ms. Jackson at EPA, able to perhaps bring in the state perspective to things. You combine that with these signals we've been getting from Obama since the election about his desire to really dig in on this. And I think we see the makings of an administration that is gearing up to act on climate change in a big way and to attack it from a lot of different angles.
Jeff Young in Washington, thanks.
Dziękuję.
Do widzenia. Thanks. Just ahead, the ABCs of the CDM and the COP. Oh, don't forget the MOP. That's just ahead right here on Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.